Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of August, 2024, and it's early morning. I just got up a few minutes ago, and I've been thinking a lot about the subject of things. Some things are hard to accept. God does prepare us sometimes for things we have to face. A number of years ago, God put my wife and myself in vocations to work with people who'd gone through major challenges in their life. My wife worked for a school for multiply handicapped children. Not knowing that God was using that experience to prepare us for working with our son, who's now disabled, in the last 31 years. And God placed me in social work to deal with a lot of foster children. And I worked in a number of homes that served boys that were going through difficult times. And I also work for Greater Kansas City Foundation, a foundation that worked with Down syndrome parents. But there are many things that we have to go through in life that are very hard to accept. As many of you know, at 17, my son was diagnosed with a brain degenerative disease. And it's hard for me to put in words what it is as a parent to have to deal with the child that you love that has such difficult circumstances they have to deal with. And so it's natural for us to ask why. Why would God allow a child to be born multiply handicapped? Why would God allow a child to be born with Down syndrome? Why would God allow a child to go through 17 years of his life more or less unscathed and then be diagnosed with a brain degenerative disease? Why would God bring these things into our lives? Why would he ordain these things? Because God ordains all things. Romans 11:33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments." There's another scripture that says, "Who has known the mind of God?" Who has known the mind of God? You know, we are just creatures that are made out of dust. But God has always been and always will be, and he's infinite, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, he's all powerful. First Corinthians 2:16. "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Romans 11:34. "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor?" You know, have you ever had an experience in your life that was so horrible that you ask yourself the question, why did I even get up today? Why did I even get out of bed? Job 9:10, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Job 34:21, for his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. Job 24:23, though it be given him to be in safety whereon he resteth, yet his eyes are upon their ways. Job 26:14, lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? Isaiah 55:9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, you know, I think it's good for us to realize that God cannot be figured out. That his ways, oh, the depth of the riches, both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways, past finding out. He has revealed to us many things. He's revealed to us his Son, if we're one of his. He's revealed to us that we've been forgiven and that he's died for our sins. He's revealed to us that we have eternal life. He's revealed to us the faith of Christ. He's revealed to us that we're justified by his grace through his blood. He's revealed to us many great and wonderful things, but there's certain things that, because he's God, his ways are past finding out. And there are some things that we find very difficult to accept. I know I've had a struggle with my son's situation. It's not pleasant. Even though all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and them that are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Even though that's a fact, even though they work together, it doesn't mean that some of the things we have to go through are pleasant or good. They work together for good, but while they're happening at that time, they don't seem pleasant or good at all. They seem almost insurmountable. So the question we must ask ourselves is, how do we become resigned to these difficulties that we're faced with in our life, whether it's having a multiply handicapped child, a Down syndrome child, a child with terminal cancer, a child with a brain degenerative disease, whatever the case might be, how do we become resigned to these things? And the only way we can become resigned to these things is by the grace of God. Is that not correct? I believe that's correct. If God gives us the grace to realize that he's going to work whatever situation or however unpleasant it is, he's going to work it out for our good if we're called according to his purpose. You know, many times I have put a lot of guilt on myself, saying, what was it that I did to deserve this? What grievous sin did I commit that God would cause my son to have this brain degenerative disease? What could I have done differently? You know, and I know that I have been far, far from a perfect father. And my wife would admit that she's been far, far from a perfect wife and mother. But the point is that God is the one who ordains all things. In Him we live and move and have our very being. And we must be resigned to whatever providence God has so ordained that would work in our lives. And we must come to the realization that there are many things we don't understand. And we must rest in the hand of God. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.